We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
Dreams came quicker than these hoes did. Looking out the window, it's the ocean. Hey. Yo. Dreams came quicker than these hoes did. Looking out the window, it's the ocean. Niggas wanna sound like me, but they can't get it for free. Still got a pound on my sleeve. Demons talking to me in my sleep. Nigga want down in the beat. That's in the belly of the beast. Niggas wanna down for the peak. I'm at the peak, but a young nigga came from the street. Niggas wanna sound like me. Good pussy don't come cheap.
Tonight's rundown, we have R. Kelly, Robert Kraft, we have an update on Jesse, we're going to play a game called Winging It, and Jizzy Time is going to be very special indeed. Also, the return of Racist. We didn't do Racist last week. I thought about it in the middle of the week, and I realized, I said, you know what? I forgot, but I'm glad I forgot. But we're going to bring back one story each week. We're not going to do two because it's kind of depressing. Welcome to another edition of Bro Talk Live, the best show on the internet for you by us. Bro Talk, always on the mark. Let's kick it to my main man, Dex. What up, bro?
Hey guys, Dexter Stuckey here. Super excited to be here. Quick shout out to LaToya. She told me, it's one of my coworkers who's watching the show tonight. She said, if I don't give her a shout out, she's not going to watch the show. So continue watching. And what also, I think,
LaToya?
LaToya, also known as Chocolate Divinity. She hosts a podcast called You Got McDonald's Money. Check it out on SoundCloud. And when you said winging it, it made me think of Vance, who also watches the show. That's like a trademark line of his. So this should be a really fun show.
Absolutely. Tata God, how are you, sir?
I'm not with the interesting and long intro, but I actually am doing well. And I think I got my sound working, so I'm ready for the show.
Amen. And Bill, how are you?
I'm in the land of the living. God is great.
Why do you have on the Seattle Supersonics hat?
I actually really like this hat, and I used to like the Supersonics.
Ah, just randomly?
No, not randomly. I went to Mitchell and Ness, and this hat was on sale for like $10. And I was like...
No, I'm just saying, did you just randomly like the Supersonics?
I did. Dark Ages was in... I also like the Charlotte Hornets.
Just strange.
I don't know. Something about the 90s, man.
All right. You guys ready to start the show? We got a lot to get to, a jam-packed show today. Thank you all for joining us. R. Kelly is in the news. He was in jail. He is now out. Let's tell you what happened. Right after the show last week, R. Kelly was arrested and sent to jail. He was in jail for about 3 days when the judge set his bond to $1 million, which means he would have to, you know, get $100,000 to bail himself out. So he was charged with 10 counts of criminal sex abuse. We'll talk about four of the charges that he got. Charge number one, his first victim was celebrating her 15th birthday when she met R. Kelly, who told his manager to give her a business card. The girl's mother saw the encounter and told R. Kelly's manager that her daughter was 16 years old. The woman later took the business card from her mom's purse, called R. Kelly, who told her to take a cab to his Chicago studio. During that first sexual encounter back in 1998, R. Kelly had difficulty, reportedly, according to this, maintaining a reaction or an erection and penetrated the victim orally and vaginally. She was then given a large sum of money, much more than the cost of the cab fare. And the encounters continued until May 1999. Charge number two, we're going to go through all of these just because we never have heard actually what these people are accusing R. Kelly of.
We don't need to.
Victim, JP, met R. Kelly after a court hearing for his 2008 child pornography trial and asked for his autograph. So this is after the first trial. She was later invited to his house, and R. Kelly had sex with the victim from May 2009 until January of 2010. During those encounters, R. Kelly would spit, slap, and choke her. She was also under the age of 16. The victim provided a shirt with semen to police, and a test found that the DNA was a match for R. Kelly. Charge number three, the third victim, R.L., had sex when she was 14 at R. Kelly's house. A witness was asked to take sex tapes of the victim and R. Kelly. The witness watched the tapes and turned them over to the state's attorney's office. They didn't say when that happened, but R. Kelly and the victim had sexual encounters between 1998 and 2001. The video was not the same as the one at the center of the child pornography trial. Charge number four, LC, was an adult who worked for R. Kelly as a hairdresser. And back in February of 2008, R. Kelly walked into a room in his Chicago studio and said that he wanted his head massage. His pants were down and he pointed to his penis. When the woman resisted, Kelly masturbated, ejaculated, and spit on her. A semen sample tested was a DNA match to R. Kelly, according to the report. R. Kelly's lawyer for all of this thinks that the women are lying. Check out what he had to say.
Everything in that documentary was a rehash of things they've known for years. The police have investigated. The prosecutors investigated. The jury heard. And everybody rejected it.
So do you think these women are lying?
Yes.
All of them.
I think all the women are lying. Yes. This has become, hey, R. Kelly. I can say R. Kelly did something. Boom. There was a press conference yesterday. Oh, these two girls were assaulted by R. Kelly. And the lawyer stood there with a picture of LL Cool J.
I've had enough.
Look at. Let me just say, everyone, hold on. Everyone in that documentary, first of all, they're going on a Surviving R. Kelly tour. Have you ever heard of anything like that? Getting paid, selling tickets to go speak groups about their experiences. Every one of the women in that documentary had a song they were now going to release, a book they were now going to release, a deal they were now going to do. Everybody's trying to profit off of R. Kelly. Hey, I met R. Kelly once. Look, oh, he looked at me the wrong way. I'm, boom, money.
That's what the lawyer of R. Kelly had to say. R. Kelly was let out of jail 3 days later.
As we saw with Jussie Smollett, who had a horde of people actually protecting him as he walked to the car. Here it's just Steve Greenberg and R. Kelly. Now about 20 yards away, let's have him approach us and we'll see if we can get some sound from Mr. Kelly.
No sound was gotten. Yeah, people just shouted. Some support.
Mr. Kelly, what would you like to say to your fans?
Turns out that his bail was posted by a 47-year-old woman described as a friend of R. Kelly's. To win his freedom, he needed $100,000. The lawyer said he didn't have it. So the 47-year-old suburban woman posted the bond for R. Kelly, identifying herself on the bond slip as a quote-unquote friend. Twitter is digging and found out who the woman was, because they always do. She wasn't really hiding, but she is here. This is the woman who bailed R. Kelly out of jail. She owns Love on the Blue in Blue Island and the Lord and Child Daycare in Chicago. Her name is Valencia Love. Shut her down. So this woman owns a daycare center. Dex, you look astounded.
Keep going.
So this is the woman people are calling for you if you have children that go to this daycare to pull your children out because they are in harm's way. After R. Kelly was bailed out of jail by Valencia Love, he was then whisked away to his favorite spot, a McDonald's. And apparently it's the same McDonald's where, if you've seen the BBC documentary as well as Surviving R. Kelly, this is where he used to pick up girls. This is a clip from the BBC documentary from last year.
He would occasionally go to this McDonald's and come back to the studio with a girl or two, going to McDonald's to pick up chicks. That's what a 17-year-old does, you know.
So R. Kelly's out for now. What are your thoughts? What are your reactions that he was able to get out of jail and that he's still not there? What do you guys think?
You know, at this point, like, I get it. It's a mess. Like, he needs to go to jail or whatever. But can we discuss how powerful that lawyer was? Like, that man almost had me convinced for a second there.
Well, that's because all his talking points were things that you had said before. So he's really just rehashing your points.
Oh, well,
yeah, that's why.
Yeah, clearly, I missed my calling then, because I should have been a lawyer. I shouldn't be sitting here with you. I should have been
a scumbag. Who knows?
You should have been defending R. Kelly, right?
A scumbag who to defend R. Kelly's ridiculousness. Like, how hard must that be?
Yesterday,
like,
though.
Totally absurd. Like, I bet it didn't happen. Like, you know it happened, but you have to pretend it did.
The fact that he said all those women are lying, it's just like, damn, like, he that says, is a whole thing.
Lying.
Like, that is super bold.
They got book deals, and there's the funny thing is the photo of LL Cool J, because
It was a photo of LL Cool J. Like, Gloria. Yeah, it was,
but that doesn't mean that R. Kelly didn't meet those two women. Like,
yeah, but why would you, why even bring the picture? Like, it was.
I need a picture of LL Cool J. That wasn't R. Kelly.
Yeah, it didn't help.
That Gloria is a stunt queen, by the way.
And the tour is hurting R. Kelly, as we said at the beginning. Why is there this tour? Like, they don't need to go on tour. Like, once they did that, I no longer took them seriously.
Well, they want to speak out to other people who maybe
have
similar situations. Are you upset that R. Kelly's out of jail?
No.
He's been out of jail. I mean, somebody's got to feed those girls that he's holding hostage. So, yeah, like,
who's going to feed those girls and let them out their room to piss?
Dennis Wright banging on the, never, I'm not making jokes. Yeah, but yeah. I will say, though, the one girl in the documentary said she had to bang on the door so R. Kelly would answer the door. So if he's in jail and those girls are banging, like, nobody's opening the door.
I'm not laughing at this. This is not funny. What is wrong with you guys? You're sick. Oh, my God.
I don't think he needs to go to jail, though. He does. R. Kelly
and he needs to go ahead and go. If Bill Cosby can serve his time, R. Kelly needs to serve him.
But the thing is, I think it's gotten to the point where we're so sick of talking about R. Kelly that we can't even, we're laughing at it at this point because we're so tired of this situation. Lock him up, throw away the key, and move on.
Do you think it was malicious that he actually ended up going to McDonald's after he got out? Do you think that was like a calculated move?
Yes, because he wanted me to throw up when I saw the headline, R. Kelly heads to a McDonald's. Like, could you think of a worse headline than that? Like, that is disgusting. Every bit of it is disgusting.
So you don't like Subway. You used to like Shamrock Shakes, but you don't like Shamrock Shakes no more?
No lie. Two things. I feel like I'm talking too much already. Two things. One, when I saw that picture, I was like, R. Kelly, like, Shamrock Shakes are back and you're not even drinking one. And two, I have not had a Shamrock Shake since on this show. I did a BS report one day and I talked about the ingredients in Shamrock Shakes and it was like 72 different ingredients. Like, no milkshake should have 72.
That was like 3 years ago. You haven't had Shamrock Shake since?
And I haven't had one since.
Well, we're proud of you, man.
Bill, why don't you jump in here? What do you think about R. Kelly getting his get out of jail free card for now?
I think he's a disgusting, sick individual and he needs to be locked up.
What about the woman who bailed him out? She's
also disgusting. And she's complicit and she needs to go to jail with her. Lock her tail in one of them rooms. Let her bang on the door to piss.
Shut her down.
I didn't want to give you guys information overload, but she did do an interview with the Chicago newscaster. And
well, what are you interviewing for, madam?
Well, they asked her basically her reasoning behind giving him the $100,000. She said that R. Kelly's a friend and he had it, so he's going to get bailed out that day anyway, whether or not she gave it to him. But she said that, she said it wasn't her money. She wouldn't tell people who the money came from.
Because he ain't got it.
And she also said that R. Kelly's not a monster. She says that all the interactions that she's had with him have been completely fine.
He doesn't want you. He doesn't want you.
16 years old. He's your friend because he wants to get into that daycare. That's the issue.
Exactly.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm not doing that.
Like, you believe that this man is not raping women because he doesn't want you. Like, you sound crazy.
Right. You're 60 years old. He's not thinking about you, madam. You're way past his peak. That man went to McDonald's Playland, okay? He ain't thinking about you. He trying to see who the little girl slide up in the hamburger LaToya. That's what
I'm not doing this. Can we move? I refuse. I'm not. Moving on. We cannot have this conversation. We're not mature enough. God.
I think we did a good job.
From R. Kelly to R. Craft.
From glory to glory, I tell you.
Anybody with an R name, just lock them up.
From bad to worse is what it is.
Robert Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots, who just won the damn Super Bowl. Bill, get into this bottom row.
He has a bottom row like John D. Rockefeller. Look at those
teeth. You guys listen to the podcast, they're talking about his bottom row of teeth.
They look like they are all wooden. Like, you remember when, like, they were talking about George Washington's teeth were all wood? Uh-huh. This man's bottom row just looks like a set of wood they carved out and slapped in his face.
The bottom row is, like, set up like the Philadelphia Special. That's what it looks like.
Authorities say that the Patriots owner Robert Kraft visited a Florida massage parlor for sex acts in Juniper, Florida, on the morning that his team played in the AFC Championship game in Kansas City later that day. So according to documents, it was the second visit to that parlor by Kraft in less than 24 hours. So he got two specials back to back. The documents say that he arrived at Orchards of Asia Day Spa in a chauffeured 2015 blue Bentley. So he wasn't exactly hiding himself. He was videotaped receiving oral and manual sex. Not sure what that means. manual sex from a woman at the spa in Jupiter. Officials say he gave her $100 bill and another bill before leaving at 11:15 a.m. So he was basically in there for 15 minutes, got in, got out. The AFC Championship game against the Chiefs kicked off at 6:40 and he was in attendance. So he hopped on that plane after he got his happy ending and flew over to Kansas City, Missouri. Look, when you rich.
I heard that. I ain't mad at you.
When the charges for prostitution, soliciting prostitution, were first announced, a spokesperson for Robert Kraft said they categorically deny that Mr. Kraft engaged in any illegal activity. Not saying he didn't do it. He was basically just saying that's not illegal.
He got paid. He should get paid. What the fuck?
This is a sign from the Orchards, which is now shut down, of course, because if you're involved in a crime such as this. Basically, what the police are saying, the FBI is saying, is that they've had a plot out on this place for a while, thinking that there's women who have been brought over from Asia with promises of employment in America and then are sold into this sex ring, kind of this massage parlor. So that's how they got there. So that's why the government was looking into it and shut it down and ultimately found not only Robert Kraft was involved, but the president of Citicorp, Citibank. He is also one of the members, I guess, of this place down in the strip mall. A reporter, TJ Quinn from ESPN, says sources who have seen the surveillance video say it's unquestionably, why can I say this goddamn word? Unquestionably Kraft, and they don't expect him to dispute the charges, although he could plead down. Again, Kraft's attorneys deny that he broke any laws. Also, bear in mind that having Kraft on video, police identified him coming out of the spa on the 19th. They stopped him for a traffic stop, got his ID, and identified the vehicles that he traveled in. So they are sure that this is Robert Kraft. Now, he does own an NFL team, but he does also, you know, have to play the game as the NFL. So he's eligible for suspensions and fines as well. The last sitting owner to be sanctioned by Commissioner Roger Goodell was the Colts owner, Jim Irsay, who was fined $500,000 for basically a DUI. Robert Kraft's worth $6.8 billion. So they say a $500,000 fine will be 1/14 of 1%. Of his worth. So that's next to nothing. So he could be suspended. Here's a picture of the day spa, if you guys are just curious as to the type of little spa that we're talking about. It's an everyday place you would see in a strip mall. It doesn't look like anything fancy that a person worth $6 billion would be going to receive fellatio, let alone flying out of the country, not flying out of the country, flying out of your state to Florida. He lives in Boston. You're flying to Florida for this and then going to Kansas City, Missouri, just for this little rinky dink day spot. Guys, what do you think the punishment for Robert Kraft should be? You think he should be suspended? You think he should have to sell his team? Do you think this is even anything that should be punished at all?
Here's the thing. I don't think he's going to be like suspended or forced to sell a team. Like, they're all participating in some sort of day spa, something or another. He's just the first one to get caught because the FBI was raiding it. Here's the thing. The same thing happened in Philadelphia a few years ago. This is like an actual thing. They shut down one of these little spa things in Philadelphia and centers. It was like all on the news, maybe like 3 years ago. It was all on the news because they're like importing people from out the country and selling them, and they're like slaving away. Robert Kraft, there's nothing going to happen to this man. He gives back bajillions of dollars out of his personal pocket.
He got Meek Mill out of jail.
Huh?
He got Meek Mill. He helped get Meek Mill out of jail. So that has to count for something.
And unless he was trying to buy NBC, he's not going to jail.
Now I think though, after people win the Super Bowl, they got to be like, I'm going to the day spa for manual sex.
Manual sex, like whatever that means.
And manual sex is like fingering, jacking off, and fisting. I don't know what fisting.
Who said that? Is that Urban Dictionary? Is that
what? Yeah, I looked it up on Urban Dictionary. I was very curious.
So what is it again? Say it again.
Fingering, jacking off, and fisting.
That's manual sex way. I guess it's kind of like a manual car where you have to shift each gear yourself.
Oh, Jesus.
Shifting gears yourself. All right. Do you think he'll be punished, Ty?
I do think it depends on how big the story is and how outraged people are. I think the NFL is going to gauge the crowd and then punish accordingly.
Are you outraged?
I'm not personally outraged, but then people are outraged. If they're outraged enough, the NFL will respond accordingly.
Are you outraged, Dex? Why aren't you outraged? I mean, these are women who were brought here on a false pretense and then sold in basically slavery.
Well, that's allegedly. Like, they don't know if that's true. And the only thing he did was go in there and receive these services. I mean, like, if that's illegal, then they should be dealt with. But I don't think the NFL should really get involved with it.
They always do, though.
They don't get involved in anything else.
They sure don't.
They do if there's outrage attached to it.
Since when?
They got involved with Colin Kaepernick. They kept his ass out the goddamn league, which clearly they did because he got paid for it. So
with those domestic violence cases and things like that, they get involved if there's outrage.
Yeah.
With those domestic violence, they didn't do anything though.
The Ray Rice thing, they got involved with that.
They did stuff. They fined people, whatever.
Because white women were outraged.
If that's the involvement, then fine them, I guess. Do that. Mm-hmm. But I don't see
that's what they do. Like, they gauge the amount of outrage and then they respond accordingly. So they that's what they do. They like see what people think. They don't actually care. They're just like, yeah, whatever.
And plus he's getting punished enough, he can't go to the spa no more. he's gotta manually ejaculate himself. Like who wants to do that?
Perhaps he could have been fisting though, and that I think he did.
Oh my gosh. Golly hell.
Let's move on. We have an update on Jussie Smollett.
Why?
What do you mean why? Ty, are you still undecided? I'm still undecided.
Guys, from the beginning, I've always agreed with Dexter. I just didn't want to be as big of a jerk as he was acting. But to be honest with you, like, I didn't believe this from day one. And Jason knows
Bill, you still don't believe it, right, Bill?
And I think Jason
still don't believe it. I've never believed it. I know he was a Jussie Smollett lie.
And we all know where Dex stands. So
that's right.
He's so proud of his stance.
That's why I stand on the side of the truth.
All these little updates that keep coming out with to try to make him seem like he might be in.
Look, let me just do the story.
You go ahead. I don't believe it.
From the last two episodes of Empire, following his arrest, this is a statement from the show. The events of the past few weeks have been incredibly emotional for all of us. Jussie has been an important member of our Empire family for the past 5 years, and we care about him deeply. While these allegations are very disturbing, we are placing our trust in the legal system as the process plays out. We are also aware of the effects of this process on the cast and crew members who work on our show. And to avoid further disruption on set, we have decided to remove the role of Jamal from the final two episodes of the season. Terrence Howard, it's coming out today that Terrence Howard kind of exploded on Jussie, but this is what he posted on Saturday after, I guess, their first week of shooting since this whole scenario happened. He posted this on Instagram. All your little homies got you. We love the hell out of you. And he posted a video, not undated. We don't know if it was before or after, he posted before or after the situation happened. But he posted a video of Jussie holding his son and saying how cute he is and all that stuff. Another update, the FBI says that Jussie Smollett may not have sent that letter to himself in the mail. They say that authorities are trying to determine if the pages that they found in the two African brothers' house that are missing and, you know, popped up in that letter. They are also checking the postage stamp against the stamps found in the brothers' apartments. The brothers reportedly deny mailing the letter. So either they mailed it or
let me tell somehow. You something. He sent that letter because he wants to have been living in the 90s so bad. Ain't nobody sending them kind of letters. Nobody. This is not 1996. Nobody's checking for you that way. Like, I don't want you to think you are this big old celebrity that somebody's sending you these ransom notes that they had to carve out these magazine letters themselves. Nobody's doing that. Who even knows where you work? We don't even know where you work, Tommy. We didn't even know you had a job till this year.
But also, the brothers definitely sent the letters. If they like, it's one thing to be like, "Oh, we're looking at the magazine clippings." Okay, everybody has magazines, but them mofos had stamps. In 2019, y'all had stamps, and y'all sent that letter. Put them in jail too. Like I said the other day, if Jesse didn't do this right, like, you didn't do it. These guys did it to you. Press charges on them and the case is closed. The fact that you haven't pressed charges on them speaks volumes. Because as soon as you, they admitted that they did it, you press charges, case closed, we know who attacked you, and it's over with. You're not pressing charges because you have something to hide.
Like, I just don't understand. Like, never mind. What I was about to say was going to be, I'm going to just shut my face.
Please. Empire execs have disputed the story that the alleged attack was over salary. They say that Jesse was pulling in reportedly $125,000 per episode of Empire, more than Journey Smollett. We're told that's on par with actor Brashear Gray, who plays his brother Hakeem. Taraji and Terrence Howard reportedly both make $250,000 an episode.
That's motive. Hello. Why would I be getting paid the same amount as him when I think I'm on the same level as Taraji and Terrence?
They say Jesse's main focus recently was the release of his new music. He was upset that his first album didn't do well and was stressed over the debuts of his new songs.
Now we have a modus.
Music videos. But that's not what the police chief said. So we got to go with the cops. Y'all say we got to trust the cops. The cops said that. So either they lying or they not. They found the check. They found the check. The check that he's allegedly sent these brothers for payment for the staged act. Apparently, the check was actually for personal training over a 6-week span.
What does it actually say in that memo section?
The memo section says, it says training program.
Yeah.
The last part says training program.
But let me tell you this, though. If I'm giving somebody $3,000, you're going to have to give me more than a grocery shopping list. Like, you got to do more than that. Like,
well, they gave him some workouts.
Some workouts and a grocery shopping list? Are you stupid? I can give you that for $50. Like, what are you talking about? You definitely got to put some, blood in my mouth and give you that much money.
A lot of people on Instagram selling a lot less than grocery lists for $50. Let me tell you that. There's a lot of personal trainers on Instagram who get away with sending people push-ups that they found out on menshealth.com. So let's not act like everyone's not doing it, okay?
They are doing it, but they're not doing it at that rate, though.
Yeah.
Jesse paid them to put some blood in his mouth.
Yeah, like that's the thing. Like, of course he's not gonna write them a check that says for you to whoop my ass. Like, he's like,
I don't know, what he paying for next? What he
paying for? Put some blood in his mouth. That's what he wanted.
And they give him that little rinky dink ass cut on his face.
No, he gave himself that cut on his face. You guys ever seen the movie A Thin Line Between Love and Hate? That's what Jesse was doing. When she was beating herself with that orange, that's what he was doing. That's how he got them bruises. Because when they started to hit him, he was like, whoa, 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 buddy, chill out. You got to be that rough.
Well, pal. And I still want to know where his bleach stains at. I ain't seen that drop of bleach yet.
It smelled like bleach in the area.
No, that was just
smells like bleach in the area. They missed.
Winging it. Guys, these are politicians who just decided to wing it. I just want your reactions. First, we got Donald Trump. Just take a listen to this. It's pretty hilarious.
Yeah, go.
Will the MOU be a long-term deal? How long would your MOU stay?
I think the MOU is going to be very short-term. No, we expect to go into it. I don't like MOUs because they don't mean anything. To me, they don't mean anything. I think you're better off just going into a document. I was never a fan of an MOU.
So an MOU is a contract. It's the way trade agreements are generally used. People refer to it like it's a term sheet. It's not a term sheet. It's an actual contract between the two parties.
Yes.
A memorandum of understanding is a binding agreement between two people. And that's what we're talking about. It's detailed. It covers everything in great detail. just called a memorandum of understanding. It's a legal term. It's a contract.
And would you think that that would be a very long-term deal, sir?
Yes. I think so. Yes.
Contracts last while they last. There's no term. They last while they last.
Mr. President,
by the way, I disagree. I think that a memorandum of understanding is not a contract to the extent that we want. We're doing a memorandum of understanding that will be put into a final contract, I assume. But to me, the final contract is really the thing, Bob, and I think you mean that too, is really the thing that means something. A memorandum of understanding is exactly that. It's a memorandum of what our understanding is. I mean, the contract is, the real question is, Bob, so we do a memorandum of understanding, which frankly, you could do or not do. I don't care if you do it or not. To me, it doesn't mean very much. But if you do a memorandum, how long will it take to put that into a final binding contract?
What? From now on, we're not using the word memorandum of understanding anymore. We're going to use the term trade agreement, all right?
Okay, right.
No more. We'll never use the term. We'll have the same document. It's going to be called a trade agreement. We're never going to use MOU again.
Are they going to put that into another agreement?
What we'll have will be a trade agreement. That if we have crossed, we have major hurdles. I don't want to put the cart in front of the horse. Assuming you decide on an agreement, it'll be signed by the two people. It'll be a trade agreement between the United States and China. We're not going to use it.
I like that much better. I like that term much better.
Do you agree with that?
I don't. I wouldn't go into a memorandum. I would go right into a trade agreement. Either you're going to make a deal or you're not. To have these other agreements doesn't mean
anything. That word again.
Because they're not that meaningful, in my opinion. But anyway, I like that much better.
They literally said the same thing. And
what did he say?
A memorandum of understanding is just that. It's a memorandum of your understanding.
But, like, at the end of the day, like, I don't know what that meant. And I'm sure other people didn't. I can't stand people like Bob who will sit up and, like, try to play you. Like, you knew I didn't know what it meant. You go sit there and try to explain it. Like, of course I'm going to talk in circles. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not going to tell you. I don't know what you're talking about either.
Otto was just, like, flailing. Like, he tried to act like he knew he was talking about. So
I like that
bad.
He was so confident, Bob.
Whenever you use the definition of a word in the definition, like you use the word in the definition, that's you automatically don't know what that word means.
Let's take that word off the table. Let's call it a trade agreement. I like that much better. I know what that is. Like,
Bob said, no, we'll never use memorandum of understanding again.
My favorite part of the whole thing, though, is when he went on that rant and was like, Bob, I think that's the same thing you mean, too. And Bob's like, nah, not quite, but okay.
Hilarious, winging it. All right, number two. Sorry, podcast listeners, you're not really going to get this, but Nancy Pelosi was supposed to be doing a hug walk with the Speaker of Mexico, and she's just walking aimlessly. She looks terrified, and she's like stalling and stalling.
She thinks if she crosses that border, they're gonna keep her out.
And it was really bad. It's like the hug once they get to each other is really, really bad. Like, it's really forced. They shake. They do a little hug. He holds on for a second too long. They shakily do the transitions. A fake smile. And then look at this breakup. She's like, all right, I think I should go now. I think I should go. Okay, I'm going to go. Okay, I'm going to go back. It's very, very awkward. Just winging it. So that was this edition of Winging It. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Very stressful, but that's a little bit of a taste of what we're going to have a little bit later with some awkwardness. Dex, you got a question?
I really love the Winging It segment. And speaking of Winging It, quick shout out to Venasia, one of my good friends. Venasia will wants to know, what exactly are you brushing over there?
Oh, Bill? What you brushing, yeah. Bill?
What is Venasia brushing?
Venasia is brushing hair. But you, on the other hand, your face is as bare as possible. Like, what are you brushing?
Oh, I don't want it to grow in and be looking scraggly, Venasia.
Yeah, you tried to come for him. Don't do that.
Go ahead.
Venasia tried to come for me. I didn't sin.
What you patching? You got some patches going on? Oh,
absolutely not. I don't want you to think I'm patching.
Patch Adams?
Not around these sides.
All right, racist.
You start talking about patching, I got quiet.
Shut the hell right on up. All right, racist. We haven't done this segment in a while.
We don't got to start.
We're coming down. For Black History Month, a school in Virginia, elementary school, decided to play a runaway sleigh game in gym class.
That was a BS report for today.
Oh, I'm sorry. Should have checked. Maybe we should have collaborated.
No, because we don't talk. We can't talk outside of the show, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'll talk to y'all no more. Third and fourth and fifth graders at Madison's Trust Elementary School were instructed during their physical education period earlier this month to play a quote-unquote game that involves students working in pretend groups, pretending to be runaway slaves and advancing through an obstacle course. Fucking obstacle courses meant to represent the Underground Railroad. Probably had cones and balls, and you know how gym teachers do. They make it so athletic.
Come on, roly poly.
Right. He probably had to pull up that big ass. What's the thing with the rainbow? The big ass rainbow tent.
So you won't laugh at R. Kelly getting out of jail eating McDonald's, but you'll laugh at third graders in elementary school having to play runaway slaves.
In at least one instance, an African-American child in the class was designated as a slave for the activity, which is ridiculous. They said she's heard several complaints from parents regarding the activity. In at least one instance, an African-American child in the class was designated as a slave. That's what I just read. Obviously, he's the only one that's black. He's the only one that could have been related to someone who used to be a slave. And imagine him carrying that stigma all throughout school, the mother said. She later clarified that the student may not have been the only black person in class, but she said that the student was at least among a small number of black children participating in the game. Guys, do you think that this tied as an educator, as someone who creates curriculi, do you think that this is something that should be punished, and how should it be punished?
You don't need, you know, an education degree to know how stupid this game was and how much of a bad idea it was and how much it's time for a teacher to go.
Is it something that you can expect someone who hasn't grown up with this in their face, you know, as a child? You know, we grew up always thinking about slavery because that's what, you know, we're reminded of every time we look at our American history. Do you think that someone who is white may not necessarily understand the nuances of why this could be offensive?
I'll answer your question with a question. How many there have been suffrages across many cultures? And how many of those suffrages are played out in the classroom? Like, do we place people in other cultures in similar situations to represent what they went through and make it a game? Like, we don't do that to other suffrages. We speak about them. We may watch documentaries on them. We may have discussions about them. We don't act those things out and make them gym games and then have a bunch of people chasing one or few black children around so that they can emulate what it was like. That's a ridiculous thing to do. And you'd have to be stupid to think that was okay.
All right. Very well said. You guys have anything else to say on this? I think I wrapped it up, honestly.
I think he got it. Wrapped it up.
Yeah, exactly.
You just gonna get dark, Bill? Go take it there.
You know what? Because I would tell you one thing. It wouldn't have been no complaint. My mother wouldn't have had no complaint.
What would have been? What she would have did?
She would have did what she did when I was in school, when I had a teacher calling me boy, went up there and rectified it herself. And everybody governed themselves accordingly.
What did he call you after that?
It was a woman. And she didn't call me anything because she didn't have a job to call me. Okay? Game over.
Game over. All right. Time for Q&A. Ty?
Yay, Q&A. I love this part of the show because you all get to...
I can't tell.
That was so anticlimactic.
Jesus.
What did he say, Dex? He said, oh, I love this part of the show.
Here we go. Time to clock in.
I don't think you guys are understanding of my situation in life right now. The fact that I'm even sitting here with you people
is a blessing.
Lucky you.
I understand. I'm with you, Ty.
Run the thing.
Hashtag us too. So we have the first question. Ty, I didn't send you this one, but this is the one about the songs that you did participate in. So go ahead and read the question for us.
Excuse me?
The one that you didn't participate, or, you know, that I sent you the reminder about that you still didn't participate. This one, yeah.
I'm gainfully employed. I have things to do.
So are we?
Are we bums? Like, what are we?
Episode of you guys trying to finish the lyrics of popular songs, and I thought it was hilarious. I have a lot of songs I thought said one thing, but actually said something way different, especially SZA songs. Do you guys have a song you were surprised had different real lyrics? And I'm sorry, I didn't participate. I could not think of anything, although I did try.
All right. So Dex, we want you to go first. Here's Dex's song, and we're going to play it, and then Dex is going to tell us what he thought that it said.
There was Chris Brown Crawl off his Graffiti album, and I know that he is saying, now I can't beat B-E-A-T your face. That's what he's saying. And as he said, now I can't beat your face. That's what he said.
Hold on, let's do it again.
Always felt the need for space, and now I can't reach your face.
Like, what is it actually saying?
I think it said like read. I think they said he's saying read. I can't.
It does that sound like beat. That's very.
Can't beat your face.
Okay. That's something special.
That really did sound beat your face.
I just went to the Rihanna thing, right? This is right after that. This is why I thought that too. And like, you guys are providing me with so much validation, because I've thought that for like years at this point. And now that somebody else is agreeing with me, I feel validated.
You feel vindicated? Now you're just going to sing it. That's going to be the lyric you're actually singing the song. All right, Bill. This is what Bill's turned out to be. All right, Bill, what did you think that was? What was the discrepancy there? You didn't think it said something?
Like the rest of the world, I thought he said, I'm going to buy you a drink. Ooh, wee, I'm going to take you home with me.
What did he say?
He says, oh, and then. This man had an entire sentence in the song.
Wait. I thought he said, on me.
No, he says, oh, and then. What?
You got to do that? I'm going to buy you a drink, oh, and then. Wow. Hold on. Let's listen to that again. I don't think he says that. I think that's wrong. I think they just tried to get you.
And then he had a nerve to tweet that we were all wrong for thinking it said, ooh wee.
That's crazy though, because I even heard something different. Like I thought all this time he said on me, like I'm going to buy you a drink on me. Like the drink is on me.
On me. I could hear that.
This man tweeted and said, it's, and then I'm going to take you home with me.
And no, then girl, doesn't, yeah.
He wants to be Missy Elliott so bad. Girl, that's not what you said.
Girl, that's not what you said.
All right, Ty had two. I did one for you just since
I had to be put it under my name.
Well, you wouldn't even explain it.
Yeah, I didn't.
That's how it was, because he could have just texted me. We've been texting all day. He could have said, do this one so I don't have to make you look like an asshole on the show. What did you do? You just, of course. Oh, Ty, I have one. What about this song?
I could have snuck it to you, but I did.
I can't really think of one. You still have time.
You definitely say you still have time.
Go ahead, Jason.
It was encouraging. You still have time. You still have time.
Maybe the night that my tears might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer. Maybe the night that my tears might let me know.
First of all, I thought she was just doing a Michael Jackson. I didn't know what she was saying there. I had no idea what that was. But I thought she was saying all the stars are kosher. And I was like, all the stars are kosher? Like it's blessed by Jews? Seriously?
Maybe the night that my tears might let me know. All the stars are kosher. All the stars are kosher. All the stars
are kosher. I was like, why are they blessed? Why are they blessed by Jewish people? I don't understand why the stars are blessed. And then this is one for my mother-in-law.
What are the actual words?
We all like like this song from J. Cole.
Count it up, count it up, count it up, count it, count it up, count it up, count it up, count it, count it up.
She thought they were saying Canada, Canada, Canada.
Oh, Canada.
And I can't call ATM.
That's well, I think she heard it during like the All-Star game last year when it was like the big playoff song or All-Star game song, something like that. And she just heard it. And she thought it was like representing Canada.
Count it up, count it up, count it up, count it, count it up, count it up, count it up, count it, count it up, count it up, count it up, count it.
At the beginning, I actually hear Canada now.
Yeah, now you hear Canada, right? It's something.
Wait, so what are the actual words to that Kosher song? What is All the Stars Are What now?
All Stars Are Closer.
All the Stars Are Closer, but she says this might be the night. This might be the night that my dreams. This night might be the night that my dreams let me know that all the stars are closer.
I had no idea that's what she said. I still.
I remember looking up before when she was started, when I realized that she was actually saying, because I like this song, I remember looking those lyrics up.
All right, we got time for I guess one more question, Todd.
Sure.
Question. I sent that in. Appreciate it. Actually, their name is Gary. Thanks, Gary.
Thanks for shouting us out, Gary.
So neighbor killed my dog. Office pooper.
I bet the neighbors know my name. Girl
is my boss, and she's white. I opened my loud ass mouth, and now I can't see the bottom of it.
Everybody,
hates everyone hates me.
Now everyone hates me. Thank you. Are you guys just facing all the? Why can't I see it on my screen?
I think the last one is the best one. Or the first one, the neighbors killed the cat.
Oh, everybody's just seeing the questions on here.
Let's do the neighbor killed cat.
Okay.
All right, Kai, can you see it?
It didn't come up. Oh, there it is. I live in a close-knit neighborhood. In October, my neighbor's 16-year-old daughter ran over my family's beloved cat, driving irresponsibly and texting, and she was horrified by what she had done. I have tried not hating her, and I've tried telling myself that there's always a risk that a cat allowed outside will be hit by a car. But I'm angry. And the best thing for me now is to keep my distance from the girl and her.
She's going to beat that girl's ass.
Back off, though. Their daughter is traumatized, and they want me to comfort her. I don't have that in me. I don't have that in me. I think this girl is lucky she didn't strike and kill a person. Is it awful of me to not want to alleviate her emotional turmoil by speaking kindly to her?
Absolutely not. Ever. She killed your cat. Like, are you kidding me?
I have a question. Why is your cat allowed outside? That's how you get fleas and bed bugs.
What do you mean? You can't just let a
I don't think there's like bed inside.
Bugs. What are you talking about? It's like slavery.
What?
It's slavery. You can't just keep a cat inside your house. What are you talking about?
Yes, you can. That's what they're for. Inside the house.
I mean, there's inside cats. I had an inside cat and I had an outside cat. The outside cat went up on the roof and then hit by a car. So it's similar to this. So I guess.
Why is your cat allowed?
There are a lot of outside cats. People let their cats back in and out. You give them treats and stuff that stop them from having fleas, but they always.
They do get fleas.
Die by getting hit by a car.
But we're not talking about the fleas. We're talking about
outside cats. Get out there and they be getting turned out in the middle of the night. You shouldn't be letting your cat outdoors. Your cat needs to be inside. How about you see, none of this would have happened if you protected your cat and kept your cat on the inside.
And this probably wasn't the first time that it happened either. Like, it probably was the ninth time, obviously, that this happened. So maybe if you get a new cat, like, you keep it in the house so that you can avoid, you know, situations like this. And you don't have to comfort this woman. I'm sure you didn't comfort the other people who killed the cat a couple times at a time. So, like, no, you don't have to comfort them. That's ridiculous.
Of 8 people.
Yeah. And you was probably one of them.
I hate you so much.
I don't think there's anything wrong with being a little traumatized. You ran over someone's cat and you are like a little comfort. But that's just me.
Let me tell you something.
Be like, you know, you crazy, like, you know, I'm sure she's young, she's irresponsible. I think the fact that she's remorseful is telling, because a lot of people wouldn't have cared.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so a lot of people would have said, oh, well, the little motherfucker should have been outside and like moved on. The fact that she's traumatized and kind of is so apologetic, I would receive that personally. But that's kind of up to you how you want to receive it.
I'm telling you.
I think they're dealing with it. She's just saying that she doesn't want to be the one to comfort her, and I wouldn't. Like, you killed my cat.
Your cat shouldn't be outside. Living in North Philly, I done ran over and seen other people run over so many cats. And people just be like, ooh, wow. Look, the cat eye out. And then they go on about their business. Go buy another cat.
Move on, because yeah. Peter's already pissed off. All right. Wow.
Absolutely.
Don't beat my link and drag it on the floor.
Okay. They're going to be sending us a big old notice. Sorry, my baby's talking. She wants to say hi to everybody.
Hey, girl. My man is dragging on the floor. I don't care about the Peter. I love
Peter. All right. That was Q&A. We're going to try to get to the other three sooner than later. The last two have been in there for 2 weeks, so hopefully we can get to those soon. People who have submitted those, continue to submit those and more questions to us at brotalklive.com/questions. Right, Ty?
Yes, please.
All right. Just a time. All right, we're going to play something called the cringe meter. We basically have Chrissy Teigen making the yikes face, and we are going to be able to go between recovery as possible and yikes. Tell me which one each of these stories and videos fall in between. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. The first one is a tiger getting dragged out of a nightclub. Tiger is outside of a nightclub. He's getting kicked out of a club, reportedly, which was furnished by Floyd Mayweather at his party. He's dragged out by a security guard. And when he gets outside of the club, he's very angry. He's running around. Looking like an infant. He grabs the security guard, hugs him. And then at some point, he gets bold enough to try to go back inside the club and check people. So he tries to grab the security guard's gun out of his pocket, or out of the holster, I should say. And the security guard grabs it, puts it back in. Tiger tries to grab it again. The security guard puts it back in. So how hard are you cringing at this video of Tiger trying to be tough and get carried out the club? Where's this cringe meter go? We're going to go halfway, all the way to yikes, or down to recovery as possible?
As recovery as possible. He didn't look stupid. He didn't like get beat up or anything, so I think he's good.
Okay. So recovery is possible?
Recovery is possible, yeah, man. It was stupid as hell.
It was stupid as hell. All right. Secondly, the Green Book, inspired by a true friendship, won the Academy Award for Best Picture. And Spike Lee had this to say about what he thought about the Green Book's chances of winning.
This is my sixth glass. And you know why?
Does this make up for Do the Right Thing not winning the Oscar for you right now?
I'm snake bit. I mean, every time somebody's driving somebody, I lose. But they changed the seating arrangement.
I just wanted to ask you, we saw a little bit of a reaction to the Green Book win. Can you give us your thoughts on that Best Picture win?
Let me take another sip. Next question.
We're going to come down here.
Wait a minute. What reaction did you see? What did I do? No, I thought it was courtside at the Garden. The ref made a bad call.
This one trying to get
towards the back.
Are you British?
Yeah.
Are you British?
I am.
Let me give you a British answer. It was my cup of tea.
So Spike Lee joking, but not joking about why he thought Green Book shouldn't win. Guys, do you think that was cringeworthy or no?
No. Hollywood always drag something out of proportion.
I thought it was cute.
I thought it was what?
Yeah, I think recovery is possible. They're good with it. Like, people are laughing with it and stuff like that.
All right. Bill, Ty, you think that's good?
Yeah, recovery is definitely possible. Spike Lee.
Nobody's expecting anything more.
No one's expecting anything more from Spike Lee.
Right.
All right. Ashley Graham, who is the supermodel for Sports Illustrated, she talked to Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet on the red carpet. Now, while on that red carpet, she basically asked Jason Momoa to do some sort of very strange tribal call in the middle of the Oscars red carpet. And this is how it went down.
Yeah, I gotta get a hakamuk. I gotta get like one hakamuk. Like, come on. Oh, yes. All right. Thank you so much to both of you. Have so much fun tonight. Let's see what's going on down the carpet.
She actually basically got, you know, stiff-armed. He didn't do it. He said no. And Lisa Bonet looked at her like she was crazy. Guys, cringeworthy or not?
Yes, that's cringeworthy. Yeah. Like, you all. Like, what do you think you're doing trying to put somebody's culture on a display? Like, he's not entertainment. Like, what's wrong with you?
All right. Are we going all the way over with Yikes? Is that as far as we're going? All the way?
Yes.
I think so. But what, did it have anything to do with Aquaman? Because he was an Aquaman?
No, it's because he's Samoan. And Samoans have, like, a very rich tribal culture. And they, like, do certain calls and they have certain tattoos and they do certain dances. And she wanted him to like do this call in the middle of the Oscars. Madam, how about slap the daggone taste buds off your tongue?
Okay. Gotcha.
All right. Ja Rule, who is an artist from the 1990s. Mm-hmm. Apparently not. He performed at a Milwaukee Bucks game not too long ago. And everything didn't go too well. Put it that way.
They said this is 90s night. So they brought out a 2000 artist. But my album came out in 99, so I guess that counts. Sanchez, we ready? Load them up. Are we ready? I guess not.
Ja Rule, is this cringeworthy? Will he be able to recover from this or no?
In his defense, I've heard like another set of audio where there were some cheers. It wasn't as loud as it probably should have been, but there were some cheers when he said this. So that is like isolated audio there.
Are you ready?
They did respond to it, but obviously not loud enough. That's why he got the just not... That's why he said, I guess not. However, I think it's super cringeworthy. It's almost like embarrassing, actually.
I mean, he did go on and try to be Little B afterwards and say that, you know, the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Well, they started with
who mocked him. They're cursed.
They started like it, though, by saying that, like, we were like hoodwinked and all that stuff, too. But I would say super cringeworthy, though, like, past the meter.
Yeah. Definitely.
Past the bottom of the meter. All right. And last but not least, is this guy who decided to stand up to Tommy Lauren in one of her speeches. She was speaking and he was in the first row and he got up and this is what he had to say.
Tommy Lauren is racist. She's a racist white bitch. Racist white bitch. That's what she is. Period.
How dare you?
Holy fucko.
Cringeworthy or no?
Absolutely. What do you think you are?
That was so unnecessary.
Don't show up. Just don't go.
I think he didn't have to do that, but what they were doing something, I think it was in Atlanta. What they were doing is like she was doing a speaking engagement there, and the tickets were free to go in there. So he organized to get people to. They get the ticket, but not actually show up. So it was a 700 seat venue, and only like 250 people showed up. Mm-hmm. That is funny and cringeworthy on her part, but him doing that was disgusting on his part.
Disgusting, Dex, strong word.
Like to get up and do that, like that's just like just don't go. Like that's so unnecessary.
All right, I mean you got a point. I mean I don't think I would have ever even known Tammy Lauren or if she was in the area or something like that, I wouldn't have known she was there, honestly. But I mean, if you wanted to make a statement and that's what he did, I guess so. Was it effective? You think it was effective?
No.
You
know,
those folks are still going to support Tammy, whatever her name is this week. They're going to support her anyway.
All right. Speaking of things we support, it's time for Dex's BS report.
Hey guys, I'm gonna be very quick today just because I know, like, timing wise. So three quick stories. You guys know the deal. I'd say three stories. One of them is the truth, and two stories are lies. I mean, two stories are a lie, and one story is the truth. Right? Is that how I do it?
Two truths and a lie.
Two truths and a lie. Yes. Girl. I'm sorry. Drugs, man. All right. So people are saying, like, that canned foods are on a decline. Like, people are not eating tuna fish and they're not eating food out of a can anymore. And I know we give Will a lot of hell for this, but apparently it's a big thing. So it's down 21% this year. And the reason behind that is because millennials do not own and possibly don't know what can openers are. That's one. In Milwaukee, there is a man who was recently found guilty for stealing his neighbor's dogs. Now, when they asked him, like, what were you doing with the dogs? Because some of the dogs did come up missing and they were dead and everything. They were like, what were you doing with the dogs? It is alleged that he was creating wigs out of the dogs.
Yeah.
And in the final story, speaking of dogs, a woman in South Carolina is dead after she was wrestling with her dogs. So people spotted the woman and her two dogs, like, wrestling with each other. And I guess the woman did the Stone Cold Stunner a little too fast on one of the dogs, and they ended up attacking her and ripping off her arm. She died of losing a lot of blood. So, guys, which two stories are true and which story is a lie?
I know that canned story is true. Which is foolish.
I know that last story is true. I think the middle one's a lie about the dog making the dogs into wigs. How are you gonna make a dog into a wig?
It gotta be a dog mixer. That's not true. Because it sounds like they blame millennials for everything. Does it sound?
They sure do.
Like, the millennials aren't having enough kids. Millennials aren't opening enough cans. Like, everything
is. No one even knows what a millennial is. Like, they be considering.
Hey, John, we got can openers. That ain't it. We don't like food in cans.
Like, they're not us. Like, you know, people under the age of 20 aren't millennials. They're not really millennials.
Right.
They don't count.
And it's them ruining everything, not us.
I'm telling you. And we got plenty can openers. We just don't like meat in cans.
You don't like them Vienna sausages?
Chicken, I say chicken, pork, beans. Like, nobody's eating that.
We just left the spam and them Vienna sausages alone, honey. We got plenty can openers.
I think the wig's a lie. Number two's a lie.
Yeah.
You guys are correct. The dog wig story is a lie.
Oh, my God.
So that woman really did the Stone Cold Stunner on one of them dogs.
Well, it didn't say what moves she did, but it said she was wrestling with her dogs and they ripped her arms off.
She probably tried to choke slam it.
I saw her mind.
Swan time dive off of the daggle.
Out of her arms at this point because they ripped them off.
Like, who wrestles with their dogs in the front lawn? Like, who does that?
She thought she was Mick Foley. She put that little sock on.
He's like, just in time for WrestleMania.
When she put that sock on, Mr. Sock on. Ripped the damn arms off.
The rock and sock connection. He threw it all right off.
Speaking of connection. Yes, she died.
That's not funny, guys. We'll not laugh at death, but not R. Kelly.
I'm not.
Right, you can laugh at that, but you can't laugh at R. Kelly. Wow. Okay, got it.
I'm not laughing at any of it.
At least they survived R. Kelly. This woman didn't survive stupidity.
That's for sure. She ain't crossing over to the other side trying to wrestle nobody. That's for sure.
Thank God.
Daughter want to take a seat. She want to be a spectator.
Hey, Bill, when she got, when Peter said she was getting into heaven, she tried to raise her arms, but she ain't had none.
Like, she had the job again, my friends.
Said, thank you, Jesus. She had no arms to raise. That's awful. Like, subscribe, tell a friend, and comment. That is just a terrible joke. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social media platforms. Dex, are we still suspended on Twitter?
What? We are suspended on Twitter still, but we're going to make this announcement tomorrow, but we can make it now because, you know, if you're listening to us on the podcast like Apple or Spotify or SoundCloud, You can also listen to us on the iHeartRadio app. Bro Talk Live has been added to the iHeartRadio podcast section.
Thanks for all my hard work.
Yes! Good job, man. Bro Talk Live, we're always on the mark. Do you guys have any shout-outs to give to anybody special in your hearts?
Yeah, big shout-out to Shakima and Fatima. They've been watching and keeping up and talking to me about the show. Benasia Vance, my coworkers who are going to listen and have been listening, and everyone else is listening and supporting the show. Thank you, guys. All right. Also, thank you guys for supporting Industry Friends. Like, we're on our fifth episode now, and we've
been them on your show.
So much support. Well, I've received so much support, and I really, really appreciate it. I'm not used to doing this show, a show by myself, so it's like different. It's weird.
You're right. All right, Bill, Ty, anything?
Yes.
Wait, and one more thing.
Oh, dear God. No, sis, it's over. Cut your microphone.
If you haven't enough of me, if you're not talking to me yet,
we're not letting him thank anybody else. It's over. It's over. Like, you're done. Done. The snack wrap for you.
You have anything for anybody to thank, Bill?
Yes. I actually would like to thank all of my athletes who are listening and tuning in. And I want to give a shout out to them for going up to the indoor, the Pennsylvania Indoor Track and Field State Championships and doing their thing. They really, really, really did well. They performed well. And they're, you know, ready for the college world. And shout out to all of our former students that are in college and that listen to the show. I appreciate you all. Thank you.
All right. Shout out to everyone who checked out the show. Shout out to everyone who checked back in after not watching last week because they didn't realize that we were actually on. We appreciate you guys' viewership and all of that good stuff. Ty, you good?
Yeah, I'm good. Shout out to all the wonderful people. Shout out to our families who are supporting us while we continue this endeavor after all this time.
Amen. All right, for Dex, for Ty, for Bill, this has been another edition of Bro Talk Live, and we will see you all throughout the week and for another show next week. We'll leave you with Bill's smiling face.
Oh, wow.